We're reading this morning from Ezekiel chapter 14. Ezekiel chapter 14. Ezekiel chapter 14, reading from verse 12. The word of the Lord came again to me, saying, Son of man, when the land sinneth against me by trespassing grievously, then will I stretch out mine hand upon it, and will break the staff of the bread thereof, and will send famine upon it, and will cut off man and beast from it. And though these three men, Noah, Daniel, and Job, were in it, they should deliver but their own souls by their righteousness, saith the Lord, saith the Lord God. If I cause noisome beasts to pass through the land, and they spoil it, so that it be desolate, that no man may pass through because of the beasts, though these three men were in it, as I live, saith the Lord God, they shall deliver neither sons nor daughters, they only shall be delivered. But the land shall be desolate. Or if I bring a sword upon that land and say, Go through the land, so that I cut off man and beast from it, though these three men were in it, as I live, saith the Lord God, they shall deliver neither sons nor daughters, but they only shall be delivered themselves. Or if I send a pestilence into the land, and pour out my fury upon it in blood to cut off from it man and beast, though Noah, Daniel, and Job were in it, as I live, saith the Lord God, they shall deliver neither son nor daughter, they shall but deliver their own souls by their righteousness. For thus saith the Lord God, how much more, yet behold therein, shall be left a remnant that shall be brought forth, both sons and daughters. Behold, they shall come forth unto you, and ye shall see their way and their doings, and ye shall be comforted concerning the evil that I have brought upon Jerusalem, even concerning all that I have brought upon it. And they shall comfort you when ye see their ways and their doings, and ye shall know that I have not done without cause all that I have done in it, saith the Lord. In Ezekiel 14, we read about the coming judgment upon Judah, Jerusalem, and the temple. But the statement which stands out in this portion of scripture is when the Lord God states in verse 20 that though Noah, Daniel, and Job were in it, as I live, saith the Lord God, they shall neither deliver son nor daughter, they shall but deliver their own souls by their righteousness. It is interesting to note that out of all the great characters of faith, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, Moses, Joshua, Samuel, and David, and what shall I more say, for the time would not fail me to tell of Gideon, and of Barak, of Samson, and Jephthah, and the prophets, who through the faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the enemies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they may obtain a better resurrection. And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute and afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise, God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. Hebrews 11. And out of all these, the Lord God chose to mention these three men, Noah, Daniel, and Job. Lord chose to mention Noah, Daniel, and Job because of their righteousness. And notice that the Lord God mentions them four times in verses 14, 16, 18, and 20. When reading this, I wondered what the significance of four times meant. So I looked up the number four in Scripture. It's supernatural design and spiritual significance by E.W. Bullinger, who states that we have seen that three signifies divine perfection. The number three signifies divine perfection. Now the number four is made up of three and one. That is, three plus one equals four. And it denotes, therefore, and marks that which follows the revelation of God, namely God's creative work. God is known by the things that are seen. Hence the written revelation commences with the words, "In the beginning God created." Creation is therefore the next thing, the fourth thing, and the number four always has reference to all that is created. Amen. It is emphatically the number of creation, of man in his relation to the world as created, while six is the number of man in his opposition to the Lord, independence of God. It is the number of things that have a beginning, of things that are made, of material things and matter itself. It is the number of material completeness. Hence it is the world number and especially the city number. When the Lord God mentioned these three men, Noah, Daniel, and Job, and given, as we have seen, that 3 plus 1 equals 4, and that it denotes and marks that which follows the revelation of God, namely God's creative work, and that God is known by the things that are seen, then God is seen and known by Noah, Daniel, and Job's righteousness. God is seen by Noah, Daniel, and Job's testimony as their lives reveal the Lord God's work in them to the world. Blair Reddy states in relation to these three men that the second book of Chronicles closes on a very somber note. Chapter 36 describes the final destruction of Jerusalem and the temple. There is a particular